4, HCAT, mobile.
4, NQG.
4, NGT. I can't remember the last part of it. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Quebec. It's going to call you, Patrick.
Sorry, I still haven't got your call down, but I'm starting to recognize the voice. Is you Wes? If you can hear me, you're not making a repeater. You're bringing it up, but you're it. That's it.
Take the battery here. I'll be right back.
KO4HK, standing by.
4NQT, mobile.
4NQT, KO4HK. Go ahead, Wes.
Mike and I are planning to head up to Flat Rock tomorrow, and coming from Hattersville, we'll probably cut across and hit 25 north. Is there anything I should avoid or know about?
We're working on Highway 25, pretty much everything north of Traveler's Rest to the state line.
Sometimes I have taken 11 and cut back on Old 25, headed towards Saluda, but not where you would turn right, but go straight on up. Do you know if I can get through to Tuxedo?
I'm trying to think about that.
25 to a point, and then in North Carolina, I think it turns into 225.
That side of 25 is fine. It's from Traveler's Rest to the state line. They're working on putting guardrails in and doing something else to the road. I'm not sure exactly what. But they've had it down to one lane, northbound and southbound.
We're doing that even before the storm, or at least they had started.
Correct, but they've spread it out some. It's a little bit longer section now.
And that tells me I need to cut over to Old 25 and then up to 225 and go on up to Flat Rock that way then. That should work.
I don't know where Old 25 is at down here in South Carolina. I didn't think it was down here until you crossed the state line, or it come out there at the watershed, which is still going to be below part of this.
Old 25 is part of the watershed road, and you head north, and you would take a right into Saluda, or stay straight on it, and it comes up, turns into 225 coming into North Carolina.
Yeah, roger that. That's what I was thinking, but you're not going to miss any of this. It's still there.
And actually go Traveler's Rest into Marietta, 276, and hit Highway 11. And then a little ways over, after I cross over 25, there's a road I can cut back, Callahan Mountain, and get to Old 25.
I'll just let you know, that's about the only thing that's off through here. And it's not been all that bad during the daytime when I've come through, but I just let you know there is the potential for some problems there. They got some cattle chutes up through here going up the mountain.
Sounds like I need to stay on the back roads, and barring any trees or issues, I should be all right. That sounds like that'll work. Thank you.
That's glad I could help. And I hope you and your wife have a good trip up here and enjoy.
Places in Saluda, the Wildflower Bakery, but I think they're still down, and our second choice is the Flat Rock Bakery, and we do know that they're back open with normal hours, so that's where we're trying to get to. Probably eat in Traveler's Rest at Whistle Stop, and then going up there for coffee and some kind of dessert.
That, yeah. I know Saluda got hit hard, but I couldn't tell you what's open and what's closed down there. And Hendersonville, I know, would love to have as many tourists and paying patrons as they can, because the businesses are struggling a little bit.
Our intent is to get up there and spend a little bit of money. I mean, we used to go up there often, but not every week. But anyway, try to give those businesses some business anyway.
Yep. So, did you get your radio fixed?
Yep. So you're on an XDS 5000 R, the rugged version, but it seems that when I went into service mode to check a few numbers, firmware and different things, It didn't really change anything, but it was giving me a tone when I transmitted or let go of the button anyway, which is normal, and I forgot I had turned that off. So evidently it was causing me to just not respond time-wise with the transmit button.
Well, you're sounding pretty good now. It's a little scratchy, but you're readable.
Amazing that I'm hitting that repeater up there on a 5-watt handheld all the way from Powdersville, Piedmont area. But that's why I like Motorola.
That you're doing a good job from there on HD, that's for sure. Okay. You got Wes here with us.
I kind of came into the middle of the conversation. Wes, are you just driving a car up to Hendersonville or Flat Rock area?
A small Volvo wagon, well, hatchback, little C30.
There's no reason why you couldn't just go up 25, right? I mean, it's just down to one lane.
Quite a ways now. They've got it all the way back to 11, down to one lane.
That would be easier still than going on 225, trying to go up the watershed way. It's not like they're blocking traffic, are they? They're not shutting it down. It's just one lane on each side.
Yeah, roger that. I mean, that's all it is, but you know how that goes, too, with people not paying attention in accidents. So I was just making him aware that he was going to have a slowdown through here.
But it kind of sounded like it might be. I just wanted to clarify that. Oh, well. Go ahead, Wes. Nice to make your acquaintance. N4ZLK. Go ahead.
Familiar with both roads, so it's not a problem, actually. I grew up around Campbell's Indian up in there, so know those roads pretty well.
Good. You grew up there.
What has changed in 30 years? Kelly?
But they're working on it, and it won't be long. It'll start looking like downtown Greenville, or all the outskirts of Greenville.
Let me see if I got this. I have crossed the state line now, so I'm going to start losing a repeater. Good to talk to Buck W. West again. I hope you have a good trip up here and enjoy. And Shane, you be careful on your trip in tonight. I'll maybe catch you here after I get through the black hole. KO4HK. I'll be clear for now. Step 3, gentlemen.
Enjoy your night. Good to talk to you. N4ZFK. Go ahead, Wes. Call. I didn't catch that. I got your name, but not the call. ZFK Mobile.
I don't know if that actually, but I'm going to head inside the house for a few minutes and hang out till the net. Shane, are you still there?
Okay, go ahead, Wes.
If I was getting out here, I walked around the house and had a problem there. But anyway, I'm going to head inside for a little while, and I'll probably be on the net a little later. But good talking to you.
I don't think you were making the... I didn't hear anything, and I thought maybe you had cleared. At one point, you actually did black out, or not black out, but disappear when at the end of your conversation. So nice to meet you tonight. Have a good night. N4ZLK.